Thank you, Mr. Chair, and a warm welcome to everybody on this new CUDO platform from the Secretariat. A warm welcome from a snowy Geneva. Yes, I would like in a few words to introduce the agenda and mention the documents that we have for today's session. So the agenda is contained in the document ECE/trans/sc2/geurl/2021/1. The agenda consists of 5 agenda items, starting with the adoption of the agenda. As you know, the key item is the item 2, execution of the mandate of the group of experts. And under that item 2, we have 2 sub-items, that sub-item 2A and sub-item 2B, and they refer to the last 2 tasks of the terms of reference of this group of experts. And these are the tasks that have been mandated to the group of experts to deal with them during the current extension of the mandate. Of course, today's meeting is the last meeting under the current extended mandate of the group of experts. So that, of course, implies that this meeting has to be conclusive, has to be concluded with clear. Well, it has to have clear conclusions that this group of experts is passing to its parent body, the Working Party on Rail Transport. I wish to inform you that we have the following documents that are available for this session. Under the agenda item 2A, there is one official document with the symbol ECE/trans/sc2/geurl/2021/3. That document incorporates all previous documents that contain various draft provisions on the URL contract of carriage, including also the preamble and the final provisions. We then have an informal document number 1. That informal document number 1, it puts together the replies that were received from a number of experts with regard to the questions that this group of experts formulated at its last meeting in September 2020. Then we also have informal document number 2. That informal document number 2 is a document that is submitted by the OTIF Secretariat, and it contains the views of the OTIF Secretariat with regard to this work on the Unified Railway Law. When it comes to the agenda item 2B, of course, still for the discussion, the relevant document is the document that was already available at the previous session. So that's the document with the symbol ECE/trans/sc2/geurl/2020/6. And I think also relevant parts of the informal document number 1 also can be considered under this agenda item, as the questions that were formulated in the document 2026 have been to some extent addressed in the questionnaire, and so the information from the questionnaire is reflected in relevant parts of the informal document number 1. That's about the main agenda item 2. And of course, then we have agenda item 3, other business. There is agenda item on the date of the next session. Obviously, there is no date of the next session. As I mentioned before, this current session is the last session under the current mandate. And then the final point is summary of decisions. This will be a very important point because, this is the last meeting of the group of experts, and so there is a need for clear decisions and clear position of this group of experts that needs to be submitted to the parent body. With this, Mr. Chair, I would like to suggest that given that this group of experts, fortunately this time, has a three-day meeting, each day with two sessions of 2 hours. So we will be working today, tomorrow, and on Friday in the morning session from 10 a.m. to noon. Then have 2 hours break, and the afternoon session will start from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. The secretariat suggests that the group of experts deals with issues that are under agenda item 2A and possible further changes as they were proposed by the Russian Federation to the text of the URL contract of courage provisions during the sessions today, so this morning and this afternoon. That this group of experts may wish to consider tomorrow morning dealing with the agenda item 2B that will be on the other issues important to international rate freight transport that may be included in provisions or in separate may constitute separate agreements that will be part of the URL system of agreements. And the secretariat suggests that from the session of tomorrow afternoon, this group of experts will start preparing its final report to the parent body, and that we have the reading of the report of this session and also the conclusions that are to be submitted to the parent body, that we start reading this in the afternoon of Friday. With this, Mr. Chair, I would like to give the floor back to you. Thank you.